This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
This is your world. Power 98.7. Now we're talking.
1822 on Power of Business. Move on now to a conversation looking at the rand and the fluctuating rand ahead of May 29. That's that national election. I think it's much anticipated. Many of us can't wait to see it have gone by. I think we'll certainly be able to make more sense of the risk environment that we're facing. But on the line, I do have Harry Schertzer, who is CEO of Future Forex, just to help us unpack how the rand has performed to date and, my goodness, what might transpire in the next 5 weeks or so. Harry, good evening to you. Thank you so much for your time.
Hi, Nolatando. Great to be on. Thanks for having me on again, and looking forward to chatting to you and your listeners.
Brilliant, Harry. Looking forward to our conversation too. I will tell you that over the last 4 or 5 months, I have lost absolute hope in the rand. I just cannot believe how how quickly it moves, how quickly it depreciates, how slowly it recovers. Harry, it really has been a volatile 2024.
No, tell me about it. It's been really rough, particularly recently. The rand actually recovered not too long ago, back to around the 18.5 mark. But since the recent poll election results, it dropped all the way down to around 19.4, and it's sitting currently at around 19.2. So we're hoping it goes below 19 to the dollar again. But yeah, the election results, based on the pre-polls, have not made for happy reading for the rand.
I must ask you, Harry, how much of this, depreciation in the currency can be apportioned to what's happening here at home, the domestic environment, then how much of it is also just stronger currencies abroad?
Yeah, I mean, the dollar is insanely strong at the moment, so we can't discount that. All the emerging currencies are struggling against the dollar at the moment, but we're definitely not helping ourselves back in South Africa. I mean, with the Transnet issues, the Eskom issues with load shedding, we're not making it particularly easy to get the rand to strengthen. But you're 100% right. A strong dollar is absolutely contributing to a lot of the recent depreciation.
And then let's talk about this election. And if we know how much of the election risk, the political risk around this much anticipated election is priced in at this point. And goodness, Harry, what can we expect? What normally happens in election years to our currency?
Yeah, Nolatando, what happened recently in the election polls caused a bit of a shock for investors, and it resulted in the rand depreciating a lot. The polls basically showed that the ANC are losing a ton of their vote. Just for context, in 2019, they ended on about 57% of the vote. And according to a recent poll, which obviously may not be perfectly accurate, their vote went down to 37%. Now, that's not to say that the market loves the ANC, but the problem is that where the votes went was largely to Jacob Zuma's party, MK, where they're above 10% from nothing. And I think the market is extremely scared of this growth of a new unknown party. And so uncertainty is never nice for investors. Investors are scared when the party that's been in power starts losing their vote, not to the opposition, but to a brand new party. It could mean anything for South Africa. And because of that uncertainty, the rand is taking a bit of a knock.
I must also ask you, when we actually think about the ANC, and of course, like you're saying, that the market may not particularly favor in any party. But if we're honest at this point, and I think something that we might have to accept is that from the perspective of the markets, some sort of ANC, majority does look more like policy continuity and stability.
Exactly. Stability is the aim of the game right now. And really, the market tends to really like both the DA and the ANC. The DA, because we've seen what the DA did in Cape Town over the last 5 years, where they've managed to achieve loosely on their goals, whereas, well, at least relative to the ANC, they've done a fantastic job in Cape Town relative to the rest of the country. So the market would respond well to further DA votes, as well as to keeping the ANC in power, it would respond relatively well to that because it's almost they know what to expect then. The problem is what the market isn't particularly enjoying at the moment is the traction that the EFF and MK are getting, which may well lead to a coalition being.
Hi, Harry, you there? Oh, I'm not sure what's happened there. I think we seem to have lost Harry. Let's try to... Harry, you there? Or maybe let's try to get him on a better line. We don't have much time left there. So I'm wondering if we'll be able to do that and conclude our conversation. But I think, you know, a big one, I think Harry mentioned earlier, the issue of polling in South Africa. I'm one of those people who are very skeptical of the polls. Who looks after the polls? I know there's one or two organizations that have proven to be very legitimate in this regard. But I think some are just actually fly by nights with other agendas. And I'm really, I'd be very weary, actually, if the Rand was moving because of polls from random sources, you know, at this point, actually. And I think one of the things that really worries us is that, you know, even in very big sample sizes, we can't finger one person who has been polled to date. So that one is certainly something that is concerning. I think if the Rand is being determined by these polls, I think, you know, there is more accurate information about where the polls could go on the 29th of May. And I think also one thing that also does become important here is that I think back in the day, we would certainly see the Rand moving because of, you know, specific political figures. And you hope that won't be the case anymore, that really it will be a currency that does move based on policy. We do have Harry back on the line. Harry, please do finish that thought there just with regards to the stability.
Yeah, sorry about that. Managed to get cut off there, but I can hear you perfectly again. So as I was saying, I think what it comes down to is that stability is key right now. And with MK and the EFF, who have pretty openly talked about land expropriation without compensation, those are scary thoughts for investors, and they're certainly not stable thoughts. So as long as the ANC and the DA between them retain most of the votes, the market will respond well, but given the recent poll data, that's not the case.
Oh, I think we've lost Harry again, have we? Yeah, let's try to return Harry back to Melissa. Just battling there with that line, and just could be where he is currently. And unfortunately, out of time, Brian already in the booth to give us our Power News headlines there, but really battling with that. Okay, let's try again. Harry, please do finish that thought. We've got a few seconds left.
Sorry about that. Yeah. What I was saying is that from a stability point of view, as long as the DA and the ANC retain most of the vote, the market will be happy. But based on the recent poll results, that's not been the case. And so that's why the Rand took a bit of a knock.
Well, Harry, all we have time for this evening. Thank you so much for speaking to us and taking us through this one. And like I said, lots of volatility in the Rand year to date. And I'm hoping that after the election on the 29th and those elections results are out, we will be able to see some form of stability there for that. Okay, I do see your call. We're going to go to Power News headlines and then ahead. And then we'll give you, we'll speak to you about your comments on that issue there. But I think for me, it's important for us to differentiate between we don't like this party and its policies and, you know, Diswat Khafar. I think it's a very thin line.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.